This is the Middle East Report.
You have anywhere from 15 to 30 to 60 seconds to get to a shelter before the rocket hits.
Each week, American Family Radio provides you with truthful reporting on what's happening in Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Even as Israel chooses the path of life and peace, Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip continue to choose the path of death and destruction. Their hostility and hatred has Israel once again on the brink of war. Just a few days ago, over a period of 48 hours, the terrorist group launched over 460 rockets into Israel. At least 93 Israelis were treated for injuries due to attacks from Hamas. In response, the Israeli military said that it struck over 160 Hamas and Islamic Jihad terror targets in the Gaza Strip. Rabbi Bowman is director of Operation Life Shield. His organization provides free bomb shelters to communities all across Israel. He says Israel has the right to defend its borders and protect its citizens, including the area around the Gaza Strip.
It's an area of about population of about 2 million people. It's on the southwest corner of Israel, who are living under a dictatorship of terrorists, literally with guns pointed at their heads. These are folks, men, women, children, who I know would much rather be engaged in business, would love to develop their beautiful beaches for hotels and resorts. They're amazing cooks. The hummus is the best. Agriculture, there's so much we could share together and benefit together, but they literally have a gun pointed at their heads by Hamas and by their by the Islamic Jihad. And this is where rockets are being launched into southern Israel. You have anywhere from 15 to 30 to 60 seconds to get to a shelter before the rocket hits.
You're listening to the Middle East Report from American Family Radio. Rabbi Bowman says in the midst of continuous rocket attacks from Hamas, Israeli citizens have learned to live their life as normal as possible.
The reality of living in a situation where you've got your enemies shooting rockets at you and you need to live. The shelters are for everybody. So people may be surprised to hear that not only are Israeli Jews benefiting from the shelters in kibbutzim and in their own villages, but we're also placing shelters in Christian communities, at Christian pilgrim sites, and also for Muslim Arab communities. I know that comes as a surprise because the fact of the matter is that rockets don't know the difference as to whether they are hitting Jews or Muslims.
Rabbi Bowman says the bomb shelters are placed in public areas such as schools, parks, and senior citizen centers.
Bomb shelters, first and foremost, were about protecting and saving lives. With all the technology that exists out there and the interceptor rockets that are also at our disposal, nothing can replace the safety and security of being in a strong, secure space. When you've got a rocket that is being launched and explodes either right nearby you or on you, your biggest concern is what's called shrapnel spray. This is an indiscriminate spray of all sorts of sharp objects flying in every direction at super hot temperatures, and you want to be in a secure place when that happens. The idea is absolutely crazy, but our goal is to live as normal a life as possible in an abnormal situation. So when you want to live your life as normal as possible in an abnormal situation, that means that you and I are going out for a cup of coffee. The first thing we're going to do as we sit down is look both ways and see where is the nearest bomb shelter. That's just part of life of living in Israel, especially in southern Israel and now in northern Israel. What an amazing opportunity it is to be able to say, we're going to help shoulder this. And there are not enough shelters. We have a waiting list of schools, of medical clinics, of elderly senior citizen homes who are pleading with us, pleading. They're saying, can you get a shelter to us?
To find out more about Operation Life Shield and how you can donate to build a shelter, visit operationlifeshield.org. That's operationlifeshield.org. That's the Middle East Report from American Family Radio, each week providing you with truthful reporting on what's happening in Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley.